Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. At the Musser Farm at Clemson, we filmed a segment on their pawpaw orchard. Search Making It Grow YouTube Pawpaw and see our interview featuring fruit specialist Dr. Greg Riegert. This orchard had huge clusters of pawpaws called hands, and sometimes growers actually thin them to prevent branches from breaking. But not all pawpaws are planted in areas with the required species of beetles and flies that serve as pollinators for their peculiar smelling flowers. And they have all sorts of obstacles to pollination, self-infertility and bad timing and female receptivity and pollen whiteness. Some growers collect ripe pollen in a container from male flowers using a little paintbrush, and they immediately transfer this to the receptive female stigma, which will be green and glossy on a separate but compatible variety of pawpaw. But if you live near wooded areas, you probably will have all the native pollinators necessary. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.